listener production.
Hello, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. A coronial inquest into the disappearance of a Kalgoorlie man in 1982 has wrapped up. Neil Lindsay Cobalt was last seen leaving the local hospital in 1982, but a missing person report wasn't filed until 2021 when his sister provided a DNA sample. The coroner has ruled he died, but the cause of his death remains unknown. A person has been taken to hospital following an incident in Karramindi this morning. It happened just before 9 a.m. when a truck collided with a car along the Great Eastern Highway. One person is believed to be injured, but the impact is non-life-threatening. Esperance's Forth Beach has reopened this morning following a shark scare. A windsurfer was approached by a 3-metre shark in the area yesterday afternoon. It's now been given the all clear, with beachgoers advised to take caution if in the area. And the parents of Perth brothers Callum and Jake Robinson say their hearts are broken. They've spoken publicly for the first time since their sons were killed in a suspected robbery gone wrong in Mexico. Dad Martin has thanked everyone for their support.
Those friends and family of ours in Australia and the US who have sent us overwhelming support and wishes, we'd like to acknowledge that they have been a massive support to us over the last few days.
Three people have been charged in connection with the case. One of them is set to face court tomorrow. In sport, a huge round four in the Mortlock Footy League at the weekend. Dowran claiming a huge victory over Wongan Ballaju, the score 151-26, while Gingin proved no match for Dalwallinu, 113-100, and 2J couldn't get it done against Kalangiri, 93-62. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.